Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
But first this morning, to the news that a 17-year-old boy remains in hospital in Dublin following a row at a Tusla care unit in Donaghmede, during which another teenager was stabbed to death. The post-mortem examination on the victim, who was also 17 and was from Ukraine, is due to be carried out later. Let's get more on this now with Conor Lally, who's Irish Times crime editor. And Conor, we know that a full Garda investigation is underway right now. What do you know, though, about what happened?
Yeah, so as you say, Claire, this attack happened at the Grattanwood apartment complex in Donaghmede just after 11 a.m. yesterday morning. Garda believes there were four teenagers present, and they were all being housed at the apartment by Tusla, and there was a care worker also there. A row seems to have broken out within the apartment at that stage, and the boy who died, the boy from the Ukraine, he was stabbed several times. Certainly Garda I spoke to said he had, you know, really serious injuries, and they said it was an awful scene when they happened upon it. So paramedics tried to save him at the scene, but unfortunately he was pronounced dead. The suspect in the case, who was also one of the boys who was in the apartment, he was overpowered by Garda at the scene, and he was then taken off the hospital because he had a wound. And then the care worker had also been wounded. She had tried to intervene, as had the other two boys who were in the apartment. So I arrived at the scene yesterday and I spoke to local people. Some of them were there when armed Garda stormed in. They obviously got an alert that there was an armed person at the scene. So they were part of the first wave of response from the guards, and they really got the situation under control quite quickly. And then really people began to pour out of their apartments just to check what was going on. Some of them tried to intervene. They were covered in blood, and certainly a lot of people I spoke to just really outlined a scene of complete chaos where nobody really knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. But obviously word then came through very quickly that this poor unfortunate boy had died.
And just describe where you were yesterday. I mean, the scene of this, as you say, there are families, couples there. It's a regular apartment unit, but then you have this privately run residential unit. It's being run on behalf of Tusla, is it?
That's it. It's essentially a rented apartment arrangement run, staffed on behalf of Tusla with carers by a contractor. Now, what appears to have happened in the last while is that there's been a lot of, there's been a big increase in the number of unaccompanied juveniles coming into Ireland. Obviously, these have to be housed somewhere and cared for. And one of the arrangements for doing that, that Tusla has come up with, is renting these apartments or owning these apartments and essentially providing carers on site 24 hours a day. And these are recruited from private firms. And this is the arrangement that was in place at the Grattanwood complex where these four boys were being housed. And we understand that the boy who died is from Ukraine. He'd only arrived in Ireland, we think, very recently. So obviously it's a very, very tragic end for him. The guards were trying to contact the families of the four boys who were being housed at the unit. Those efforts were still underway last night. And the 17-year-old, who's the suspect for the killing, while he was taken to hospital, obviously Garda are very keen to speak to him, and they expect him to be well enough to be interviewed probably later today. So I think we can probably expect fairly fast progress with the inquiry.
Okay, and is this the normal route for Ukrainians who arrive unaccompanied? They would fall, I assume, under the temporary protection order, the EU temporary protection order. Is this how they would normally be accommodated?
Well, I'm not sure that it's normal. I think the vast majority of children that would arrive from Ukraine would be with their families, so they'd be with parents or older relatives. And it does seem that these kind of apartments that are rented by Tusla, they are often occupied by juveniles who arrive here in varying circumstances. Some can be from other EU member states. Some can be people who are seeking international protection in Ireland, or, you know, who arrive in Ireland under various circumstances. So this is what these apartments are for. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I mean, the idea that Ukrainian children would arrive here unaccompanied, I think that is unusual. And a lot of the people that I spoke to yesterday, they were completely unaware that Tusla had an apartment in the complex even though they've been there for years.
Oh, okay. And on that front, TUSA saying they're putting in additional supports for the people who were in that unit, and the staff members clearly as well will need that.
Absolutely. Some of the eyewitnesses said that the staff member who was wounded, it appears she didn't realise she had been wounded until she went to wash her hands, and then she obviously had a wound on her arm or her hand. So she was attended to at the scene. There is support being provided to, by TUSLA to the staff that were on the scene, and also those two other boys who witnessed the attack and who also tried to intervene, actually, they were being supported and they'd have to be rehoused elsewhere. So the Garda investigation is the main inquiry going on into this, but obviously TUSLA will be carrying out their own inquiry just to determine what exactly happened and to see can they learn anything from the incident. But certainly it seemed to take off very quickly in that apartment, and it was all over very quickly. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you know, three people were injured, one of them fatally wounded, and now one boy is suspected of that killing.
Yeah, very many people, though, as you say, and you met some of them yesterday, were completely shocked and taken aback, understandably, by those events. Conor, we'll leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us. Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor there on events in North Dublin. Coming up later, as the evenings get shorter, we're going to look at whether cyclists and e-bike and e-scooter users should be compelled to wear high-vis clothing. Next up, though, concerns over the future plans for children's dental care.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.